Welcome back to another edition of the Three Good Things podcast, where you guessed it, I talk about three good things. I'm Shardul, and let's just jump into it. Our first good news of the day is actually a follow-up to yesterday's podcast, or maybe the day before that, in IPO sweepstakes. Airbnb, you know, the app that lets you find places to stay, maybe rent out a home that you own, and definitely charges you a little bit more in cleaning and service fees than I think they should. Airbnb has now entered the New York Stock Exchange, and they have officially IPO'd. Woo! In the first half of this year, Airbnb saw huge changes. They cut a quarter of their workforce and reportedly slashed its valuation as a part of its deal to secure more financing, but they're now having a remarkable comeback. The home sharing company is soaring in its long-awaited debut, even as the pandemic gets worse, and they just began trading at $146 per share, more than doubling what its IPO price and valuing the company at more than $100 billion. That's billion with a B. Dollars. The stock quickly jumped even higher, topping about 160 a share, and is now set to probably even maybe past 200 in opening day. $100 billion market cap represents a huge leap from its previous valuation in 2017 at $30 billion. So almost more than triple the valuation in just 3 years. Airbnb's strong showing is a sign that the latest investor demand is what's shaping up to be a great week for technology companies. We're still awaiting the IPOs of companies like Wish and Affirm. But in an interview with CNN's Poppy Harlow, the CEO, Brian Chesky, said he could have never imagined the course of the roller coaster the company has experienced in 2020. Chesky himself has said he believes there's two explanations for the company's strong position today. One is that people still yearn to do travel, and the other stems from advice from his father. He said, "I'm reminded of something my dad used to tell me when I grew up, and I had to tell myself this a lot during the depths of our dark days." He said that things are never quite as good as they seem and as bad as they seem. You have to remind yourself of that to find the midpoint between highs and lows. A great reminder for anyone who has children or anyone who just is looking for some motivation and things like that. A little bit of history about Airbnb. In 2008, it was founded as Airbed and Breakfast, and then shortened to Airbnb after a few years. They upended the hotel industry by popularizing the idea of just renting out rooms in the homes of strangers. The platform itself is used in 220 plus countries, and Airbnb now offers full apartment homes, hotel rooms for rent, as well as travel experiences. I've personally stayed in many Airbnbs when I've traveled internationally and have found the experience absolutely fantastic. The bad news, though, at the beginning of the year when the pandemic rattled the Airbnb business is that many of its hosts couldn't host anymore because less people were traveling, and the company itself, due to the problems of the pandemic, had to lay off 25% of its workforce, one-fourth of the workforce, which equates to almost 2,000 employees, had lost their jobs at Airbnb. Chesky had told CNN the company would absolutely want to welcome people back if, and only if, it's in a position to do so. And he added, "I want to see how the storm of the pandemic continues to play out, and hopefully it'll get better over time." During the fourth quarter of 2020, another wave of COVID-19 infections emerged, which in turn made restrictions in Europe particularly worse because there were lockdowns in many cities. And in terms of finances, the company lost valuation to the tune of almost $20 billion in terms of just the sheer valuation of the company. Unlike many other valued startups, Airbnb had said it was profitable, excluding some expenses in 2017 and 2018. But with the sharing economy that they're in, it's hard to say exactly how much of that profit was actually there. All in all, great news coming out of the tech scene. As I mentioned, there's a couple other tech companies that are expected to go IPO later this week. DoorDash went IPO yesterday to the tune of a great showing on its first opening day on the stock exchange. And now you can get Dash, which is D-A-S-H, on the stock exchange on any apps that you use to invest in stocks. And now you can get Airbnb as well. So great news if anyone wants to invest in some stock. Our second good thing of the day comes from, I think, my future wife, because she is...
I'm doing good, I'm on some new shit. Been saying yes instead of no. I thought I saw you at the bus stop, I didn't though.
That is T Swift, my future wife, and she has announced that at 9 p.m. Pacific, 12 Eastern, tonight, December 10th, 2020, she is dropping the second surprise album of 2020. Back in June, she dropped a banger of an album called Folklore, which is one of those albums that you have to make a cup of coffee, sit down, listen, don't look at your phone, don't look at the computer. Soak yourself in the music, listen in, and enjoy what's going on for the listeners. Now, tonight, she's going to drop what is called the sister album, Evermore, and it's kind of a follow-up to the delicate kind of escapist nature of Folklore, but it'll have 17 tracks on the album. And to put it plainly, she just said she couldn't stop writing back in July. She recorded it remotely in quarantine, and the record Folklore, back when it was released, netted a ton of different awards, and now she's putting out her ninth studio album tonight at, as I mentioned, 12 Eastern, and it's called Evermore, and I am just insanely happy. She's actually never done this before, which is crazy. She's always treated the album as if she's putting it out and then she's going to go on a nationwide tour or international tour. And most musicians only put out one album a year and then they go play it to the masses. But with the current pandemic and everything else, she has written a mind-blowing number of songs, over like 50 songs, I think, and has put out Folklore, which is absolutely fantastic. And the clip you heard earlier is actually from The One on Folklore, and Evermore will be released tonight, and I for one am going to order two pizzas, definitely order some hot chocolate, and curl up in a ball on a sofa, put the track record on, and just listen to the album front to back, which is typically how I listen to most of T-Swift's album. Additionally, there is a track called Willow, and the music video for Willow will drop at the exact same time tonight. So if you had Thursday evening plans, cancel them. Just cancel them. Don't do anything. Go check out the album. Go listen to it front to back. It'll be on all the streaming platforms that whatever you use your favorite as. And yeah, it's going to be a great night to just listen to. Oh, wow. I just read that she's 30 years old, which I totally forgot. But it's going to be a fantastic album, and I highly recommend you check it out. Our third good thing of the day is actually a story that you probably have not heard of, and it comes from Blanchester, Ohio. Here's a story. These ladies that work at an elderly home, an elderly nursing home, decided to incorporate a little bit of fun. The majority of the people in those homes are elderly, and they have not been able to meet with their families have not been able to come see them due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Some of their friends may have even passed away because they're stuck in an elderly home, and they, depending on the virus spreading and contagiousness and et cetera, these ladies that work at the elderly home wanted to kind of bring that Christmas cheer and Christmas spirit. So what did they do? Well, the Continental Manor women and employees alike decided to put on a deer hunt. So what does that mean? That means they decided to buy a bunch of Nerf guns. They bought a few Christmas trees, put those in the multi-purpose room, and then put on different deer outfits, aka just antlers and face masks, and don themselves with some Christmas lights on their necks, and told the elderly people in the home to come to the multi-purpose room, gave each of them a Nerf gun, and then they decided to run around the trees as if they're doing a deer hunt. And the winner got to keep their Nerf gun and continue doing that through different grounds. Just a great way to spread Christmas cheer. Here's a quick sound clip from the video. Again, that's Continental Manor in Ohio. And I just think this story is a huge burst of positivity and totally adorable. That is it for our Three Good Things today. Thank you so much for tuning in to Three Good Things. Again, the reason I do this podcast is because I've been told that I don't talk good. So the point of this podcast is to talk gooder. If you want to reach out to me or follow me, my handle is at @shardulgo. That's S-H-A-R-D-U-L-G-O across all platforms. If you want to be a guest on a future episode that's a little bit longer, about 45 minutes to an hour, feel free to reach out. My DMs are always open. Again, thank you so much for tuning in to Three Good Things. And as always, I'll see you tomorrow.